aspects of an effective model of resistance, a holistic self-defense practice. The theme of this part is called The Outer from the Inner Derives Its Magnitude, the line from the Emily Dickinson poem. So, because we've been arguing here that the individual in our coming freedom as well as in our transition to it must be the basic unit of political organization, what do we do together as we determine to get there, to let freedom have now its chance to live? Authority, we are so through with authority. We've given it thousands and thousands of years. We want our freedom back, please. Well, my hope is that we composite our individual analyses of what resources are needed on our global days of freedom planning, our one-day global general work stoppages, planning that eventually carries over to our life of freedom, our world of reclaimed global humanity based in non-coercion. To begin with, we'll need outdoor spaces, places to gather, food to share, comfort, music, joyousness, and dance thought about in advance. Although we'll have to factor in power's theft of Nikola Tesla's weapon. I hope people are Googling Nikola Tesla's particle beam weapon. This is really important. I've noticed more and more articles in the New York Times about the automotive company. I mean, there's been a whole flood of them. Let's get our flood going. Nikola Tesla's particle beam weapon. And while we're at it, his knowledge about how to make precipitation, rain, available wherever it's needed. He has a whole slew of inventions he created for us to be free, which power has suppressed to keep us in slavery. So we're gonna have to push back hard right now because they got the slavery thing well underway, almost locked down. We do not want to continue this mess. We wanna live big like Prince. I so love this man. There's no one like him. I just am completely floored and dismayed with myself for not knowing. It's just unaccountable to me. My son says, stop saying it. You're just saying it. And it's because how could one so big, on the same path as me, doing the same work as me, and using different tools, slightly different strategy, perhaps, I'm still exploring it. Side by side, tracks never cross. Anyway, continuing with my script so I don't start to cry here. So, I hope everybody's Googling Nikola Tesla's particle beam weapon. Which means we're gonna need some roofs over our heads. I suspect this was what they did to Nuit Debout. I read a while back about how they got rained out in, what country was it? Oh, help me, because it wasn't France. Whatever, we'll have to trust that they are hanging in there despite getting rained on. Because we don't get no news. We're gonna have to make the one-day global work stoppage such a big, big news item that they have to talk about it. Because there's nothing else worth talking about. But once we gather together the tremendous resources generated in our communal intermingling, we'll overcome all difficulties. It is, however, our consciousness and certainty and determination that is the most important resource we bring such that our eyes are not diverted from the prize of non-coercion in our future. This is key because they use it every day. They are so wedded to this tactic, and it has worked. You know, as soon as we try to hold tight our love for one another, sharing with one another, our focus on the prize of freedom, you know, they send in folks to bust heads and snipe at the police, and because there's going to be police. Even no matter how much we profess, we're just about the love. That's what we're about. They have been infiltrated up the yin yang, because believe me, the vast majority of the police want to be free too. We are all human beings. We all want the same thing, but they have been preparing for a long while for this moment when they know they have to face the end of their road, because the resources are tapped out and they either have to get rid of a whole bunch of us, and they've been trying to do that. Trust. Or else they're going to have to up the fear of each other, which has been their traditional strategy. And I mean, at least before they, before World War I and II combined together. So, bring our determination. That means we got to get busy forming our determination. Coercion is the poison that we must rid our bodies of. And the global general strike is our collective healing from it, a collective detoxification from the very toxic social imposition that has turned us into beings who believed we had no choice but to accept generalized dishonesty and force as the basis for our social arrangement. The power of self-recreation is ours to claim, but it will take time, discussion, thought, and expression of frozen emotions for us to believe in it again. But the time is at hand when these words can be said by more and more of us in this system. The amorphous force of power's hidden hand does not make me what I am. I accept the challenge to weave the truth, the direction the earth my body speaks, its law, our common right and justice, into the very fiber of my being. And I hope everybody had a chance to check out part 3 of The Rainbow Children, called The Digital Garden, which I believe is a metaphor for power's use of the digital world to trap children and youth. We'll discuss the entire piece in a few more weeks, several weeks, maybe months, now that I'm remembering how many parts there are, because we're playing one part each week as the last song of our musical tribute. And the more I hear of the Rainbow Children, although I haven't really listened to it cohesively as a whole, it sort of pops up in the random cycle, bits and pieces, but the more I hear of it, the more it seems to me that Prince is raising in this piece all the questions we need to get clear on, to move on, to being free.